RBX 102.3 with Steve Harvey in the mornings. Don Chris, another edition of South Florida Sundays. I'm always excited when we have our friends here. Deborah Kaplan is here, the Executive Vice President, Human Resources and Corporate Services, Next Era Energy Incorporated. Hello, how are you doing?
Great.
And we also have Alex Price, National Director, Community Relations, Office Depot Incorporated. How are you?
I'm great. Pleasure to be here.
And also Patrick Franklin, CEO and President of the Urban League of Palm Beach County.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for having us here. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Deborah Kaplan, why don't you start off by telling us about your corporate partnership with the Urban League of Palm Beach County?
Well, NextEra Energy and Florida Power and Light are really proud to be sponsors of the Urban League of Palm Beach County. We've been together for 25 years, and it's really wonderful to partner with somebody like the Urban League who has such a positive impact in our community. One of the reasons we enjoy that so much is our company has the value of doing things right, and the Urban League shares that too. And so the work we do together to make it a better place for all of us to live is very rewarding.
For Office Depot, we were founded here in Palm Beach County, and we've been based here for the last several decades. And so, you know, for us, it was just, even though we've been here for a long time, it was last year when we said, hey, look, we want to re-envision how we interact and invest in our community, and said, well, let's get focused and make education empowerment our North Star. The obvious choice when wanting to do something in that arena was the Urban League of Palm Beach County. The first thing we ever did, and this was all last year, it's all very new, was to get involved with their youth empowerment luncheon. The very first thing we ever did when I came on staff and said, let's plant a flag right there with kind of the leader in youth development and economic empowerment and begin a relationship. And and while it hasn't been that long, it has been the most natural thing. If you really want to do something in this arena of education empowerment and empowering the next generation, Urban League is where you need to start.
Deborah, you are the chair of the Urban League of Palm Beach County Board of Directors. What is your goal for the agency as the governing body?
Well, you know, one of our main goals is really to remain a key leader in our community. And back to what Alex was talking about, empowering the underserved and continuing to enable those who might be disadvantaged to secure their economic self-reliance. And one of the key ingredients to the Urban League of Palm Beach community's success has really been the strong partnerships that it's formed with elected officials, appointed, prominent local agencies, as well as businesses, to really help us all work together to build a better community. And it's this synergy and the combined effort that the Urban League has had for a number of years, 40 plus to be specific, is what it's made it so wonderful. And we would like to continue to be that key leader in the community.
Patrick, how does the Urban League serve the Palm Beach community?
Well, Don, for 45 years, we've been wrapping our arms around this community throughout Palm Beach County, from the north to the south and all into the western communities. We're working with families and individuals to keep a roof over their head, to get them that ultimate American dream to be in a home of their own. We're making sure that they can stay in their home. We give them the tools and ability to understand how they build wealth. We give them the tools and understanding of how they become entrepreneurs if they want to have their own business. We work with their kids. That's our most precious commodity that we can ever have right now is our kids. Our children equal our destiny. We're the hub of the community here in Palm Beach County.
And you focus on three core areas: youth education, housing and financial empowerment, center and workforce development, right?
Yes, sir. There's no other organization like us in Palm Beach County. From an Urban League perspective, we have been focused for 45 years on those three things you mentioned. And we think it's core to the survival and the stability of our community. And for those who want to be helped, we're here to serve you.
Ms. Kaplan, please tell us, how diverse is your board of directors?
We are diverse from any number of standpoint, whether it's racial or from a gender standpoint, and as well as all different walks of life in our community. It's a terrific representation of who we are.
And what percentage of the board of directors participate in community and fundraising activities?
Absolutely, 100%. This board is dedicated to being hands-on, and they're always present.
Now, this is a question for both you and Alex. How significant is this event to the Urban League?
May 31st will be the ultimate celebration of the work and mission of the Urban League of Palm Beach County. And I think when you see who's coming out to support it, really in many ways is a who's who of corporate citizens, of individual community leaders all coming out. You know, if you have a heart for developing youth, for housing and financial literacy, if you know, and that really is, you know, the comprehensive empowerment movement of the Urban League. It's going to be on full showcase that night.
The Equal Opportunity Day Award celebration for us is a day for people to really rededicate themselves to the entire idea that all people are actually created equal. And it's also a way for us to celebrate this day and recognize community leaders as well as our youth program participants who have gone above and beyond. And finally, as Alex mentioned, the dollars raised from this event allow us to really continue to empower our community and ensure that the opportunities are there for everyone who needs it.
Alex, here's a question. How does your company engage your employees in volunteer activities through the Urban League?
Kind of our community investment mission is called Depot Difference, and it's a very hands-on approach to really, we have about 2,400 local associates, and we think of all of them as being corporate philanthropist in some respect. And so one of the ways we kick off our holiday season is a big tradition to come out to the Urban League on Saturday right before Thanksgiving, and hand out 800 turkeys and Thanksgiving meals to neighbors in the area in need. And that's an incredible hands-on experience to really see the Urban League in action, that mission, in a very emotional way. It's a powerful event. We also, at the beginning of the summer, in early June, we get together for the graduation ceremony of the New Lights program and the Youth Leadership program, and hand out laptops, celebrate the great achievements, and then, of course, looking forward to getting involved in the mentoring stuff. Again, we're early on in our partnership, but looking forward to that life-on-life mentoring aspect and plugging in there soon.
Thank you very much, Deborah and Alex. I'm back to you, Patrick. Are you still looking for sponsorship opportunities and selling tables or tickets for the EOD?
Yes, we are. Don, our goal is to sell this function out. We appreciate all the efforts and all of our people that have been supporting the Urban League for year after year after year. But we still need your help. This is our one major fundraiser for the year that we need to have, we rely on for the whole year. This is what we eat off of, Don, for the whole year. This is how we keep our lights on. This is how we buy new tires for our van. This is how we put in all those new things that support the programs. This is how we keep the facilities going. So, yes, we are looking for sponsorships. Yes, we are looking for people to buy tickets. Come and engage with us. We're going to have a fabulous time for you. We have an outstanding gala lined up for you. You will be surprised. You will be excited. You will be entertained. And we will thank you immensely for participating and joining us, because we need your help. We need tickets sold. We need sponsorships. We need tables sold. We need you to get involved with the Urban League, because we serve 18,000 people on an annual basis, and we need support. We don't do anything by ourselves. You may not need it right now, but my mission is to make sure that my doors are open when you do need us. So if you can help us keep our doors open, we will be there for not only someone you may know, but we'll be there when it's you come knocking on the door to say, I need help. Can you help me? Can you give me assistance? That's our real goal.
What is the Urban League's plan for sustainability?
Well, fundraising is a big issue that we've been going after, and it helps build up our financial base. But our sustainability, Don, we have 20 programs that we have for our residents in Palm Beach. 20 different programs. They all are free. Of course, we're looking at reducing expenses constantly. Out of every dollar that we receive, I don't care if it's from fundraising or if it's from a grant or from a donor, 89 cents out of every dollar goes right back into our programs. We will continue to be the entity that you expect us to be. We will continue to be fiscally responsible, and we're looking at many different measures of how we can be sustainable. The grants give us the ability to provide the programs and services to our clients here in Palm Beach County. And I'm so thankful that everything that we've done as far as programmatic and grants, everybody has responded back to us in large numbers. And that's one way that we can sustain ourselves, is that when we do have a grant that may be in housing, that may be in economic stability, that may be in financial literacy or a youth education program, we have our residents respond to us in a very positive, meaningful way, and that gives us the ability to deliver the programs and services as required by our funders. That's one way of how we're going to be sustainable.
Deborah, please tell us about the Urban League's accomplishments.
Well, I really wanted to highlight three things that Patrick Franklin and his incredible staff have achieved in the last year in particular. First of all, they've achieved a gold level recertification through non-for-profits first as a leader in nonprofit management since 2006. Second, they've received a 5.0 out of 5.0 rating at the National Urban League on their performance. And this score has only been obtained by 11 out of 88 affiliates in the United States. And this is the second time in a row that the Urban League here in Palm Beach County has achieved this. And finally, I wanted to mention that Patrick and the team have just received the first annual John W. Mack Award of Honor at an important gala with the National Urban Lights conference just recently. And it was given to only four affiliates out of the 88. And part of that has been their outstanding performance.
When you have that type of ability and that type of status within your own national organization, it speaks volumes, and we continually are looked upon by our peers for guidance, because at certain times in certain programs, we set the bar. And that's very nice to say right now.
All right, tell us about events that you've coordinated for the community this year.
We're just finishing the first quarter of 2019. We've had our Heritage Day luncheon for our Black History. In February, we've gone followed that up with a community forum, where when the political season comes around, we put ourselves out there to educate our community about the candidates who are running for office. We had a very nice community candidates forum back in February. We followed that up with an economic empowerment series with Dr. William Picard, and had a book introduction, a book signing with his book, Millionaire Moves, for entrepreneurs looking for those little tidbit of knowledge to help them and inspire them to create and maintain their own business. We held our first annual Men's Health Day luncheon. That was back in March. March was busy, Don. I tell you, it looked like every other week we had an event going on, which we did. But the men's health was something that was born out of initiative that for the last 12 years, we've been having a women's breast cancer awareness luncheon in October. And I said, I've been saying for years that we need to address our men, and we finally did it, and we had a huge response. We had three doctors from Good Sam's, who was our sponsor and our partner with this event. I'm going to do this, Don, every year, because we had men in their golden age, in their 70s and 80s. We had men in their 40s and 50s. We had young men in their 20s and 30s that came out, and we talked about those things that we don't talk about that often as men. We talked about prostate checkup. We talked about colon cancer. We talked about go and get a checkup every year. We talked about in depth about all these different things, and you'd be surprised, Don, a number of men that shared their experience with us. We had our 45th pre-gala reception with Dr. William Picard, and we had a wonderful reception with that. So we've been busy. We've been busy leading up to our 45th annual EOD gala, which will be on Friday, May 31st, at the Convention Center. And I'm looking forward to a great event, Don.
How did you select those honorees?
The honorees, it's getting tougher and tougher every year, because we get a lot of nominees and a lot of nominations coming from the community. And we try to focus on those individuals that have been with us true in and true out, month, year, day after day, working with the Urban League, working with this community. And I'm thrilled to honor and have Mayor Jerry Morio, who just finished her second term in office as mayor of the city of West Palm Beach. Mayor Morio has been a big supporter of the Urban League in more ways than one, as she leaves her place on the dais to move into another phase of her life to say thank you for what you've done. And we had a pretty hard choice there, but eventually we got to the point where she was our selection. Dr. William Picard for our Trailblazer Award. He has been phenomenal. Dr. Picard's a part-time resident here in Palm Beach County, but he's also a trustee of the National Urban League. And for the last, I would say, 4 to 5 years, Dr. Picard has become intricately involved with our Urban League of Palm Beach County. We've given him an opportunity to shine his light here in Palm Beach County a little brighter than he has in other places, and he's been well received here, and I look forward to having him be known by more here in Palm Beach County as time goes on. How much can I say about Anquan Boldin for his exemplary professional career in the NFL? After all that's said and done, it's a hard choice, but we feel that we've gotten the three best people we possibly can for this year's recognitions and honorees.
What's up next for the Urban League of Palm Beach County?
I'm not happy just to be complacent with what we have. How can we serve more people? How can we deliver more programs? How can we gather people into a gathering place that can hold more than the 110 people that we have right now? I'm looking for a bigger house to call our home for the Urban League so that we can serve more people, that we can deliver more program and services under our roof.
Patrick Franklin, I appreciate it.
May 31st is our 45th annual EOD Equal Opportunity Day Gala at the Convention Center. Please sign up and come join us and support the Urban League. We need your help. Help us keep our doors open. Help us put things in line to make sure that we're here to serve when those need us.
Thank you very much. That will wrap it up. Another edition of South Florida Sundays. Thank you for listening. Don Chris is X1023 with Steve Harvey in the mornings.